This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بإذن الله تعالى, the lecture tonight is lecture number 6, if I'm not mistaken, in the series Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in light of the Quran and the Sunnah. And the last lectures, especially two lectures, we introduced Tawheed, the definition of Tawheed, singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His divine essence, fi dhatihi, singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His actions, أفعال, أفعال الربوبية, فعل الخلق, وفعل الملك, وفعل التصريف. Allah is the creator, Allah is the sovereign, the owner, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who disposes the affairs of His creation. And singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His names and attributes, and then singling out your actions to Allah. إفراد الله في ذاته أسمائه صفاته أفعاله وحقوقه. هذا هو التوحيد, كل التوحيد. As simple as that. And we spoke about توحيد الربوبية, the last lecture. The last lecture we spoke about توحيد الربوبية, and we focused on the violation which a Muslim can commit in the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the shirk by association and the shirk by negation. Without any further delay, inshallah, the lecture tonight is an introduction, just an introduction of the service to the names and the attributes of Allah. توحيد الأسماء والصفات. Let me begin by saying the subject tonight is about knowing who Allah is. العلم بالله, أن تعلم من هو الإله المعبود, that you get to know the God, the إله, whom you worship. العلم بالله, knowing Allah, can be achieved through two ways. You can do this, you can get to know about Allah doing two things. Through two ways. Way number one, method number one, by pondering, reflecting, يعني, تفكر والتدبر. Pondering upon the creations. You look at these beautiful mountains, subhanAllah, who created this? Especially when you drive around Boulder and when the sun is setting, and it's amazing, this scene always. SubhanAllah. It's like a beautiful picture that somebody drawing. Because the creation normally shows you the creator. حتى يعني ولله المثل الأعلى. When you see a nice car, ما شاء الله, who made this car? Huh? You always wonder what? Who made this? So this is way number one, pondering, reflecting upon the creation, which points to the greatness of Allah's power and the perfection of His creation. So this is one way to get to know who Allah is, through His creation. Another way, which the one that we're dealing with today, understanding the texts which speaks directly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you mean by the text? The Quran and the authentic hadith that talks about Allah. We have a lot of Quran that talks about Allah. You know the greatest verse in your Quran is what? What is the greatest surah in the Quran? What is the greatest verse in the Quran? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama fi sahih al-Bukhari, kitab al-tafsir. One day he called Abu Ubay ibn Ka'b. Ya Ubay, atadri a'azamu aya fi kitab Allah? Do you know the greatest surah, in the greatest verse in the book of Allah? What did Ubay say? Qala, he said what? Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Hani'an laka al-ilm, ya Abul Mundir. Joy with knowledge, ya Abul Mundir. What does this verse speak about? What is the subject of this verse? Ayatul Kursi. What is the subject? Allah. His names and attributes. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. نفى عن نفسه النوم. Negating sleep or a slumber of a sleep. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. The whole verse talks about Allah. ثبت. It was authentically recorded that Surah Al-Ikhlas. قل هو الله أحد. تعدل ثلث القرآن. That this surah, which is made of how many words? One line. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ ثُلُثُ الْقُرْآنِ, third of the Qur'an. Why? What is the wisdom? Because it talks about who? حَتَّى هَذَا الصَّحَابِي كَمَا فِي صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي حَدِيثَ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. Sahabi that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him to be the imam for some of his companions in an expedition, and in every rak'ah he recites qul huwallahu ahad. Every rak'ah he recites qul huwallahu ahad. After al-fatiha qul huwallahu ahad Allahu as-samad lam yalid wa lam yulad. The companions looked at him and said, what are you doing? Why you keep on reciting one surah in every rak'ah? And they actually brought his case to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what he said? I love it. It is the description of Allah. It describes the names and the attributes of Allah. And I love it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions to tell him, that Allah loves him for loving the surah. أن الله يحبه لحبه لهذه الصورة. وعندك في السنة. طب انت عندك أعظم سورة. What is the greatest surah in the Quran? What surah? الفاتحة. الفاتحة كلها توحيد يا إخوة. All of الفاتحة is توحيد. About Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فanother way to get to know about Allah, about your Lord, is by understanding the texts, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We have covered briefly some of the issues once it comes to the creations. Briefly, yani, we touched on the creation and the greatness of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we addressed evidence for Allah's existence and the fitrah and so forth. And when we spoke about the rububiyyah, we spoke about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now let's explore, insha'Allah, the second way, which is studying the text which speaks directly about Allah's divine essence, Allah's names and attributes, actions. And this is what is called Tawheed al-Asma'i والصفات, singling out Allah with his action, with his names and attributes, singling out Allah once it comes to his names and attributes. طيب, first, yani, very brief And by the way, this is an introduction. Next lecture, you will find us going in depth into some of these things. If I ask you to define, if I ask you to define Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat, what would you say? We did this already before. What would you say, Umar, Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat? Singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once it comes to His names and attributes. But this is a process which include two things. Anybody knows what those two things are? Na'am, this is how we do it, but... Nafi wa ithbat. Ma huwa tawheed al-asma' wa sifat. Two branches come down. Nafi wa ithbat. Aw ithbat wa nafi. Ithbat means you affirm, tuthbit, any name that Allah named Himself with in the Quran or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sound sunnah. I come and I tell you, Allah al-Khabir, the all-knower. So you must affirm this. And then comes in the picture, affirm it how? Without interpretation, without ta'wil. يعني عندك ناس اسمهم في الأمة الأشاعرة. ناس مسلمين. ما هو يا إخوة الموضوع ده shows you the caliber of every Muslim. This issue. الأشاعرة يقول لك إيه تيجي تقول له إيه؟ يد الله فوق أيديهم. The hand of Allah is above their hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have a hand. Now الأشاعرة comes and tell you, no, that is not what is meant. The hand here refer to the force of Allah. You can't do that. تأول. ما هو إيه؟ Affirming any name or attribute which Allah affirmed for Himself. If Allah says that I have a hand, that means Allah has a hand. But now, is His hand like our hand? You can answer me by asking me a question. Sheikh, why do you say that? Is His essence like our essence? Is that, yani? The self, the divine self, is like our divine self? Is like our self, I'm sorry? No. If the essence is not like the essence, if the divine essence of Allah is not like our essence, why do you expect my hand or His hand to be like His hand? Then even in our own things, okay, the donkey, well, let's keep away from the donkeys. Okay. The cat has a hand, right? The chimpanzee has a hand, correct? Huh? The bird has a hand, correct? But is the hand of the chimpanzee like the hand of the donkey, like the hand of the cat, like the hand? Why? Because their essence is what? Are different. Again, this is the, inshallah, we're going to come to this. When we talk about the principles of dealing with these names, and that's next lecture. But let's just go with the definition here. Affirming. Sifat al-fi'l, اللي هي الايه? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, كما في البخاري ومسلم, that towards the last third of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. الأشاعرة يصدون هذه الصفة يقول لك لا الله does not descend come on والجهمية والعالم دول واللي يقول لك no they do not affirm صفة النزول or they come and say what يتأولونها they do something called تأويل they take it out of what its meaning they say the رحمة of Allah descends ما هو if the رحمة of Allah descends النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم would have said it Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah descends. But now, is the descending of Allah is like our descending? شوف عندك الإمام مالك يعني سبحان الله giving the ummah an answer that can be used as a guidelines for anything that we can say. The issue of استوى على العرش. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascended on his throne or rose. Imam Malik was sitting in the masjid. A man entered and he asked him this question. How does Allah ascend? He said, Al-istiwa'u ma'loom. Ascending is known. We know what ascending is. Ala wa istaqar. That you rose and you sit. Al-istiwa'u ma'loom. Wal-imanu bihi wajib. And we must believe, we must affirm that Allah ascended. والكيف مجهول, but how he ascends, we don't know. And trying to find out how is a bid'ah. You see, Allah ascends in a certain way, but we don't know how. And we're not commanded to find out how. Oh, just to let you know. You're not commanded to find out how. لم يتعبدك الله بالكيفية. بالكيفية. لم يتعبدك. Allah did not ask you, I want you to find out how I ascend. He told you just what? Believe. صحيح؟ خلاص. End of story. ما هو أنا أقول لك هذا الباب يا إخوة. This door is a door of misguidance for a lot of Muslims. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما ذكر هذا الحديث he really means it. يأتي الشيطان أحدكم. شيطان will come to one of you. Who created you? شيطان is going to tell you Allah. Huh? Who created the heavens and the earth? شيطان is going to tell you Allah. طب then he comes and says, who created Allah? ما هو ده باب إيه? This door is what? Be careful. A lot of the ummah went astray in this door. If you find that thought, فإذا وجد أحدكم هذا في نفسه فليقل آمنت بالله ورسوله. I believe in Allah and His Messenger. The first half of believing in the names and the attributes of Allah, that you must affirm it. تثبت الصفة لله وتثبت الاسم لله. If Allah says that I get angry, don't come and say, no, Allah doesn't get angry. No, يا أخي, Allah said, He gets angry. But now He gets angry. Now how He gets angry? Do you know how? We don't know how. تثبت. تثبت الصفة لله سبحانه وتعالى. Affirming. Here it is. Affirming what Allah سبحانه وتعالى has affirmed for Himself in the Quran, and the messenger affirmed for Allah in the Quran. Yeah, I'm sorry, in the sound hadith. طيب, the other half, which is what? عكس الإثبات إيه? نجيش. نفي. أن تنفي عن الله what he negated from himself. You must negate what Allah has negated from himself. تنفي عنه. What does it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? لا تأخذه سنة. هذا نفي. Allah negated from him that a slumber of a sleep. So you must believe that Allah does not sleep nor a slumber of a sleep. And you must believe that. You must negate that. You must dismiss that. وأحيانا النفي والإثبات comes in the same context. اقرأ هذه سورة الفرقان. وتوكل على الحي الذي لا. نفي وإيه؟ Place your reliance on the ever living الحي. هذا إيه؟ You call this what? إثبات. Affirming. الذي لا. He does not die. نفي. نفى عن نفسه الموت. You understand? Huh? Here it is, another one. ليس كمثله شيء وهو سميع النفي وإثبات. ليس كمثله شيء. There is none. There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا نفي. Negating. نفي. Negating. إثبات. And at the same time, وهو he hears and he sees. نفي وإيه؟ ما هو هذا والأسماء والصفات. نفي وإثبات. إثبات ونفي. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما تحدث عن الدجال, when he spoke about the Antichrist, what did he say? وإنه لأعور. الدجال has what? One eye. أعور. ثبت يعني أنها اليمنى أو اليسرى. This is irrelevant. وأن الله ليس بأعور. And Allah is not what? أعور. فنفى عن الله. He negated that Allah has one eye. Allah has one eye. نفى عن الله هذه الصفة. لما سمع أصحابه صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه والحديث في البخاري, they were traveling and he heard his companions when they are making dua or takbir or tasbih, يا الله, يعني the loud voice. They are calling upon Allah with a loud voice. He said to them, اربعوا على أنفسكم. Down. Don't raise your voices with the dua like this. فإنكم لا تدعون أصما ولا غائبا. You're not calling upon an إله who's deaf, nor he's absent. فنفى عن الله سبحانه وتعالى صفة عدم السمع والإيه. But now I want to stress something. Listen carefully to this, what I'm about to say. You only negate what Allah negated. You understand? Don't come and say, well, يعني استغفر الله, يعني I'm just saying this for example. Allah doesn't walk in the street. Don't say this. You only negate what? Which what? Was negated. You don't come up with your own stuff, because a lot of people, they do this, but in a way they are trying to insult Allah. سب الله, يسب الله, by doing this. يعني he comes to you, he acts, he want to praise Allah. Huh? So he would negate things that no one. Allah doesn't walk in the street. Allah is not in the club. Allah. You only negate what? What Allah and his messenger what? Negated. You don't come up with your own what? But which of those two statements is correct? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears with two ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears without ears. Which one is correct? تكلم. Both are wrong. أحسنت. Both are wrong. Because صفة الأذن لم تثبت في السنة. The ears was not mentioned in the Quran or in the Sunnah. At the same time, I cannot negate, I cannot dismiss it. You understand? You're getting it? So I only negate that which what? Is negated. You cannot come up with your own negations. This opens a big door of misguidance for the Ummah. Are we doing good so far? Huh? Assalamu alaikum. This is fun, I'm telling you. But we have to be very careful with every word. This particular subject is like going to the ocean. And you must have the right what? Paddles, or you call paddles, or in order to be able to come back. A lot of people went there and they were unable to come back. We ask Allah to guard our tongues, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our mistakes.
بس إن شاء الله the intention, this is a little bit academic. It's not really a lecture where you sit and يعني you feel good. This is academic, learning. You're learning. And إن شاء الله, especially the next lecture, as we introduce the principles. Because there are certain principles which govern your understanding of the names and the attributes. قواعد لفهم الأسماء والصفات. Beginning next lecture, we're going to introduce those one after another. I wish you can bring a piece of paper and a pen and write down, inshallah. Very quickly, and we're going to come back to this. We believe in all these names and attributes. Once, whatever we affirm of names and attributes, we believe in it. We believe it without rejection. We never reject any of it. We do not distort its meanings. We do not question how these names and attributes are. We do not liken it to the creation. We do not liken Allah to what? Who did this? Who likened Allah to the creation? Al-Nasara. Mish they say Allah came down in Isa? Isa is woken Allah. Nor we liken the creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Give me your heart and mind for 3 minutes. Why do we stress when we define Tawheed al-Asma' wa-Sifat, the belief in the names and the attributes of Allah? Why do we stress the source on the source? Why do we always say we affirm only that which Allah and His Messenger affirmed, and we negate only that which Allah and His Messenger negated? Why? What is the wisdom? طيب. When it comes to learning about something, you want to learn about anything, right? Anything. There are two ways to go about it. To get to learn about somebody. Let's say I would like to learn about Umar. Right here. So there are two ways to get to know about it. Umar is available right here. So I'm going to use my senses. I look at Umar. I sense what Umar is. So you use your senses. You witness. You smell Umar, you touch Umar, whatever you want to do to figure out who Umar is. This way you learned about who? About Umar. Correct? But what if Umar is not available for you to learn about? There can be another approach. Which what? No, no guessing. I bring somebody who looks like Umar. This looks like Umar right here. Umar is just maybe a bigger version of you. He's a little bit bigger than you, but this is Umar. He has two eyes, he has a nose, he has two ears. He's like you exactly, but leave Umar alone. You want to know about lions. You want to learn about lions. Al-Asad, yani, lions. Lions. You know the Asad? Oh, the lions. I take you to the zoo. Come look. This is how a lion looks like. There is no zoo. It's very dangerous to be around lions. I bring you one of these cats. You know these cats that looks like lions? Huh? Look at this cat. This is just a mini version of the lion. But it looks like a lion. The lion is just a huge what? Cat. That's how you can learn about things. Now let's apply this to Allah. Learning about Allah. That means number one, have anybody seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? Have anyone seen Allah? No one can see Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this crystal clear, اعلموا أنكم لن ترون ربكم حتى تموتوا. رواه مسلم. Rest assured that you're never going to be able to see Allah until you die. Unless you die. وموضوع النبي يا إخوة the prophet saw the prophet saw Allah in the night of ascension رأيت نورا. He said I saw what? Light. And the light is the hijab. إن الله لا ينام ولا ينبغي له أن ينام يرفع يخفض القسط ويرفعه يرفع إليه عمل الليل قبل عمل النهار وعمل النهار قبل عمل الليل حجابه النور. His veil is light. This is what the Prophet saw صلى الله عليه وسلم. فنوبدي سينو سيدنا موسى. We have سيدنا موسى عليه السلام. ووعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة. When سيدنا موسى went to meet Allah. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك. Oh Allah, can you make me see you? قال لن تراني. You're not going to be able to. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل. Look at this mountain. فإن استقر مكانه فسوف ترى. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعيقا. لكن نثبت الرؤية لله وين؟ Be careful. We affirm وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. When? Faces on this day will be beaming in happiness because of looking at the face of Allah. When? In Jannah and in the day of resurrection. نثبت رؤية الله. ما هو موضوع كبير هذا برضو. This is a big issue. هناك من أنكر رؤية رب العالمين in the ummah. There are Muslims who deny, who negate that you could see Allah in the day of resurrection and you could see Allah in Jannah. لا نحن نثبت رؤية الرب يوم القيامة وفي الجنة. But in the dunya, no. طيب. So we lost means number one, way number one to learn about Allah. طيب let me ask you, there is anything of Allah's creation that looks like Allah that I can use to learn about Allah? Answer me. None. There is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once it comes to his essence, once it comes to his actions, once it comes to his names, once it comes to his attributes. وهذا هو التوحيد. So now what is left for you to learn about your Rabb? What? What you're told. لا. الخلق is already done with that. What is left is what you're told. What Allah tells you about himself and what the messenger tells you about Allah. فهمتم يا إخوة الموضوع؟ الموضوع ده مهم. لأن في بعض المسلمين الآن, some of the Muslims يقول لك الله, الله يا سلام ده الله ده مهندس. Allah, this is an engineer. Engineer? جبت engineer دي منين؟ Where did you get this word engineer? Allah is engineer. لم يثبت. So when you speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must use names that are mentioned in the Quran and in the sound sunnah. That is why we stress when we define tawheed, al-asma wa sifat, singling out Allah once it comes to his names and attributes, that we affirm only that which Allah and his messenger affirmed, and we negate only that which Allah and his messenger negated. We clear? We clear? Good to go? All right. I can tell there's somebody understanding there. Hence, ya ikhwa, let's talk about tawheed al-asma wa sifat. But normally, before you speak about a subject or before you study a subject, why should you learn about this? What is the importance of learning about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يقول لك إيه؟ شرف العلم بشرف موضوعه. Any knowledge that you seek is honorable by the virtue of the subject matter. Why in our societies we always look at a doctor, physician, يعني doctor, being what? Hi, why? Why? The doctor, why? The subject matter. What is the subject matter? حياة البني آدم, the life. And we were fashioned in a way, it was ingrained in us that we honor and we respect the life of another human being. Why when you see somebody falling down in the street, you what? You run and you help. And why? Compare the doctor to an engineer in this way. Because of what? What made that knowledge? What made the doctor more? It's not the doctor, it's not the person. It's what? His subject. The names and the attributes. What is the subject matter here? بالله عليك في أشرف من رب العالمين. There is someone nobler, more honorable than Allah to learn about him. ده حتى if you spend all your life يا أخي, والله if you spend all your life learning about Allah is not even sufficient. The subject is important. The subject is noble. The subject is noble. And another piece here that when you learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you learn about Him, Ibn al-Qayyim says, the more you know about the names and the attributes of Allah, you're compelled to love Him. You find your heart loving Him. Subhanallah. I don't know how. The more that you study the subject, you find your heart what? Loving Allah. Because when you study the names and the attributes, ya ikhwa, when you really learn about these names and attributes and you know how you should understand them and so forth, you end up loving Allah. And when you love Allah, everything is made easy. Salli khamas marat, pray 5 times, wala! It's not even a burden. It's not even a burden. Why the Prophet ﷺ would stand until his feet are swollen at night? It's not painful anymore. It's not painful anymore. Add to this, we should have begun from here. The scholars, when they divided Tawheed, even so we're following another division, which is Rububiyyah, names and attributes, and then Al-Uluhiyyah. You remember I introduced to you that another way of categorizing Tawheed, Tawheed ilmi khabari, the first type of Tawheed that you get to know who Allah is, and then Tawheed amali, al-qasd wal-irada, that you get to know who Allah is. So getting to know who Allah is the basis on which you end up devoting yourself to Allah. ما هو إذا علمت الله بالخلق والنفع والإحياء والإمادة والضرر. If you know that Allah is the one who created you, the one who takes care of you, the one who provides for you. When you get sick, He cures you. When you're hungry, He provides for you. He's the one who's going to take that life away from you. He's the one who's going to resurrect you. You're hoping that in the day of resurrection, He's going to forgive you. If you know Allah with all these qualities, with all these things, with all these attributes, you're going to end up doing what? Worshipping who? Like we always say, you're going to end up saying, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. All my life then to this ilah. ولذلك أهل العلم يقول لك, if you see deficiencies in your worship, it is attributed to deficiencies in your knowledge of Allah. That your knowledge of Allah is not. وبعدين العلم بالله, the knowledge of Allah increases your خشية. تختشي. إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. العلماء بالإيه؟ مش العلماء الدنيا, علماء بالله بأسمائه وصفاته. The people who are most fearful of Allah are the people who are the most knowledgeable of Allah, His names and attributes. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قام على منبره ويقول لأصحابه والله, by Allah, أنا لا أعلمكم بالله. I am the most knowledgeable of you of who Allah is. And he said what? وأشدكم له خشية. And I am the most fearful of Allah amongst you. What is the difference between al-khawf wal-khashya? Both of them, in English, there is no really another word for al-khashya wal-khawf. For al-khashya, fear. What is the difference between al-khawf wal-khashya? Al-khawf, spare some time. Al-khawf, the fear of someone who is ignorant, doesn't know. يقول لك خاف الله بس الخشية the fear of a scholar, someone who knows why he should fear Allah, because Allah is خبير عليم, he sees me, he hears me, ما هو العالم, هو the person who knows, he knows that Allah sees a black ant walking in a black rock in a dark night. Allah sees this. The knowledgeable person knows that Allah knows what you're thinking about in your chest. That's why he... Allah knows that when you say a word, the scholar or the person who knows, he knows that when you say a word, Allah hears it. So what you should say, what? ما هذه التقوى يا إخوة. That each name and attribute of Allah increases your level of iman and your level of taqwa of Allah. حتى لو كنت عاصي, even if you are a sinner, when you تسمع اسم الله الغفار الغفور, the one who forgives, تعود ترد لله, you come back to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. اسم الله القهار أو القاهر, the conqueror. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى places in your hand a responsibility, you're the boss, you're in charge, you know that there is someone who is what? Higher than you. هو خشية. ولذلك هو why only the people who believe in Allah, who know Allah, must be in charge of this world? Why? Because they will always serve a higher authority, Allah سبحانه وتعالى. بس الإنسان اللي ما عندوش دين, the president or the who doesn't have iman and faith in Allah, he follows his desires, whatever makes him happy. فقسموا التوحيد, they divided التوحيد into a التوحيد العلم الخبري, بسموه the knowledge of Allah. Another word for it, كل هذه مسميات يا إخوة technicals والله, يعني الربوبية والأسماء والصفات مش عارف والإرادة والقصد, all of these are ways to get you to understand. Listen, they called it also توحيد السيادة, and the other half, which is your action, توحيد العبادة. توحيد السيادة, Allah هو السيد. You single out Allah in His divine essence, His names, attributes, His actions. There is none like Allah once it comes to His divine essence. There is none like Allah once it comes to His names and attributes. None like Allah once it comes to His actions. خلاص, if this is Allah, then you must single Allah with your what? Your action. But now the point that I'm trying to make, why the names and attributes are important. It will improve the quality of your ibadah. It will improve the quality of your khashya to Allah if you get to know Allah, who Allah is. That is why it's so important. Why a lot of the ummah, they are not following their religion? Why? Because of the deficiencies in understanding who Allah is. He thinks he can do whatever he want to do and Allah doesn't see him. Allah doesn't watch him. He doesn't know that Allah is severe in punishment. Allah can punish that person. So getting to know who Allah is half of tawheed. The second half is what? You serve Allah. وَلِذَلَكَ يَقُلْ لَكَ الْعِلْمِ الشَّرْعِ, the whole knowledge of the religion, two parts. الْعِلْمُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْعَمَلُ لِلَّهِ. You understand? That you know who Allah is and then you work for Allah. هذا هو الدين كله. This is all the religion. That you get to know who Allah is, His actions, names and attributes, then you serve Allah only, sincerely. We're getting this, ya ikhwa? Are we good? Huh? Making easy. I'm easy going. When I take it easy, this is easy, inshallah. طيب. Another reason, actually the purpose, and maybe this will complement what I just said a minute ago. Let me introduce the verse for you. At the end of Surah At-Talaq. الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن. It is Allah who created seven heavens. Heavens, ya ikhwa, don't do like the Christians. Heavens is layers of skies. Huh? Tonight in my life show some, what do you call that? Allah created seven heavens. I know the Prophet went to heavens. Layers of Jannah, layers of the skies. الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن. So he created seven heavens, layers of skies, and seven layers of earth. يتنزل الأمر بينهن. His commands, whatever he commands, whatever he wants to be executed in those seven heavens and in those seven earth, back and forth. لي يا رب. لي يا رب. لي. لي. ها. لي. لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير. شوف. وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. So all of this creation, for you to learn that Allah is capable to do everything, and Allah, His knowledge encompasses every single thing. So that great creation, يا إخوة, خلق السماوات هذا خلق عظيم. خلق لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The creations of the heavens and the earth is far greater than the creation of the human being. But a lot of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created seven layers of heavens and seven layers of earth for you, in order for you to find out that Allah is capable to do everything. And He knows everything. Some of you may say, Shaykh, but this contradicts قول الله تعالى, what Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا. See, the knowledge of Allah is the basis on which you will end up doing what? Worshipping Allah. ما هو الكلام كله جاي مع بعضه, داخل في بعضه. ما هو, when we divide التوحيد, we said التوحيد that can lead you to know who Allah is. And when you get to know who Allah is, then you're going to end up what? Doing this. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا. Then you're going to worship this Allah. مفهوم الكلام يا إخوة؟ ها؟ كلام كويس؟ Easy going؟ طيب. Number four. يا الله. اسمع هذه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Here's what I'm looking for. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. If you forget who Allah is, you're going to forget who you are. طبعا أهل التفسير, the people of tafsir, when they explain this verse, when you forget to fulfill the commands of Allah. But the meaning here, when you forget to know the names and the attributes of Allah. And they use this as an evidence that Allah, after this, at the end of surah, what surah is this? What surah is this? Surah al-what? In the last two, three verses, Allah mentioned what? What did He say? هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا He mentioned 20 of His names. Never in the Quran, but in that position. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. If you forget these names and attributes, you forget who you are. ما هو اسمع. Listen to this. إذا علمت الله بالقوة. ما هو one of the names of Allah is القوي. One of the names of Allah is the strong, the powerful. Then you will find out that you're weak. وَإِذَا عَلِمْتَ اللَّهَ بِالْغِنَى If you know Allah is the rich, then you will see yourself what? Poor. Needy. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. O mankind, you're poor, and Allah is what? ما هو يا إخوة المشكلة في البني آدم? The problem with the son of Adam was mentioned in سورة العلق. إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى. The moment that you feel that you're self-sufficient, you're going to go astray. The moment that you feel that you are independent, you're not dependent upon Allah, you're going to go astray. For the names and the attributes always what? ولذلك يعني let me ask you this. اسم الله المتكبر المتكبر how do you translate this in English? Anybody knows المتكبر? The one who owns the bride, the possessor of the bride. Attributing that name to Allah is praiseworthy. But attributing it to a human being, it's blameworthy. إذا نسبت هذا الاسم لله وانت مفروض تنسبه لله لأنه ورد فهو في سبيل الايه؟ المدح. But if you attribute that name المتكبر to a human being, do you translate it the one who owns bride? Or what do you translate it? What do you say? Arrogant. Arrogant. Why? You know why? Because the only one على الحقيقة who deserves to be called with this name is Allah. Because He doesn't need anybody. But you and me, we need. ولذلك سبحان الله رب العالمين بالاسم ده بالذات this particular name in particular he said من نازعني الكبرياء ردائي والعظمة إزاري فمن نازعني فيهما أدخلته ناري ولا أبالي. Bride is mine وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Bride is mine because I do not need anybody. I do not bow down to anybody. You need, listen, you need to eat, you need to drink, you need to sleep, you need other people to help you. You need, every day you need. You're depending upon others. So why do you become arrogant? Why? But Allah, the important thing, ya ikhwa, is whenever you forget who Allah is, you will forget what? ده شوف انت يعني لما الانسان when you want to make a decision about something in the future, you don't know what to do. You want to do something and you have a decision to make. Should I go this way or should I go this way? What should we do? We pray what? Huh? Salatul istikhara. We pray istikhara. And we pray two rak'ahs, duna al-fariida. And then we make this dua. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik. Ya Rabb, make a decision for me, Ya Rabb, because of your knowledge. Wa astaqdiruka biqudratik. I'm weak, Ya Rabb, because of your quwwa. Wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. Why? Look. Fa'innaka taqdiru wala ta'lamu wala. Oh, shayf. You know and I don't know. You're able and I don't know. موسى والخضر في القصة بتاعت أبي بن كعب الحديث بتاع ابن عباس when they were in that boat فإماجن بقى سيدنا الخضر عمال يموت فداوي يقتل فداوي علم فسيدنا موسى is admiring him يعني the context of the hadith يعني فthey saw a bird while they are sitting on the boat, dipping his peak in the water. He said, Wallahi ya Musa, my knowledge and your knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah is as much as this bird took out with his peak from the ocean. فتغطر بإيه يعني? Because you know this and you know that. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر ولو أنما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله. When you know Allah with His greatness like this, you look down upon yourself, you humble yourself. Go down. Go down, Ibn Adam. And Allah loves you more. Ya ikhwa, fi salah, in the salah, aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbihi. The closest that you can be to Allah is when? Wa huwa sajid. Humble. So the knowledge of Allah leads you to look down upon yourself. Number five. We're still answering the question, why should we learn about the names and the attributes of Allah, correct? Sahih? Huh? We mentioned four so far. I hope you remember them. Should I quiz you? What was number one? The subject matter. شرف العلم بشرف موضوعه. The subject matter is Allah. Who can be more nobler or nobler than Allah to study? Number two, it's half of Tawheed. Number three, if you forget about Allah, Allah will make you forget about who? Yourself. Number four, I even forgot it. It is the purpose of our lives. طيب, number five, is the means to get to Jannah. وبعدين الباب ده يعني ايه هيفتح علينا ابواب اخرى. قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المتفق عليه in the authentic hadith, ان لله 99 اسماء ما الا واحد. Allah has 99 names. 100 less than one. من أحصاها, whoever does إحصاء will enter Jannah. But first of all,
we need to clarify some misconceptions here regarding this hadith. A question that I'm going to ask you: does Allah only has 99 names? Huh? How many? 1,000? How many can? How many? 100? 200? How many? 500? Indefinite. The names, attributes of Allah are indefinite. Indefinite يعني no number. What is the evidence? Dua in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم إني أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك, هذا هو موضع الشاهد, أو احتفظت به في علم الغيب عندك. Oh Allah, I ask you with every name, each name that you named yourself with, taught it any of your servants, revealed it any of your books, or kept it with you. الحديث الآخر, the other evidence, حديث الشفاعة الطويل. When mankind are gathering in the land of gathering for years, sweating, miserable, misery, they will go to the messengers one after another, Adam, then Nuh, then Ibrahim, then Musa, then Isa, then Rasulullah. Please intercede for us. Please go, we just want to get out of this mess. Just please go and get Allah to judge. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they approach him, he will say, أنا لها. I am for it. He says, then I will proceed. ثم أسجد تحت العرش. Then I will prostrate beneath the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it is. ثم يفتح الله علي بمحامد لم يفتحها على أحد من قبلي. Then Allah will teach me names with which I will praise Him that He has never taught a person before. For the names of and the attributes of Allah are what? Indefinite. طيب. We removed misconception regarding this issue. Another misconception. Do we know those 99 names? Ma huwa Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says what? Allah has 99 names. If you do ihsa to it, and we're going to explain the word ihsa, what does it mean? You will enter Jannah. I'm asking you, do you know those 99 names? Are these the names which you have, you found at the end of the mushaf, or at the beginning of the mushaf? These are the names that we hang on the wall? Do you know which names? Assalamu alaikum. Come on, answer me, brothers. Do we know or no? لم يثبت لم يثبت حديث واحد. وحديث اللي في سنة الترمذي ضعيف. There is no one single authentic sound narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam identified these 99 names. So what do you mean, Sheikh? They are not there? لا, they are there. But they are hidden in the names. When the Prophet ﷺ comes and tells you, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever stands in Laylatul Qadr. طب when is Laylatul Qadr? When? The 27th? The 25th? The 26th? The 23rd? The 29th? لا. It could be. It could be. ممكن. But are you sure? No, I'm not sure. طب if you want to get it, what do you have to do, Habibi? اعتكاف, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now to get those 99 names, عليك بكل الأسماء والصفات. يلا يا سيدي. The names and the attributes, all of it.
اجتهد. ما هو this is what an incentive for you to what? To be in a quest to get to know about Allah. Oh, let me learn about five more names today, okay? 10 more names today, 3 more names today. وبعدين الحمد لله الأسماء توقفية. يعني I'm not sure if this is correct or not. You're talking about 2,000 plus names اللي ثبتوا في القرآن والسنة. There is a way to do it. But this confusion in the ummah that these brothers, they put the أسماء الله الحسنى at the end of the مصحف. Yeah, it's possible that a lot of these names are there. It's possible. It could be all of it. But again, it's like ليلة القدر. I don't know. You're not sure. خلاص الوقت خلص. How many minutes? 5 more minutes. طيب. What does it mean? من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Whoever counts them. That's a way to say it. الإحصاء. 4 things. إحصاء. يعني the word in English, enumeration. بس الإحصاء, 3 things. Number one, memorizing them. In this context, I want to tell you that there are 4 scholars who actually mentioned all the names and the attributes which were mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. In their books. أولهم يعني مشهور جدا سفيان بن عيينة والإمام الطبري وابن حزم والقرطبي وابن حجر. So there are scholars who actually brought up all the names which are mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah and they compiled it. منهم سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله الإمام الطبري الإمام ابن حزم والإمام القرطبي والحافظ ابن حجر رحم الله الجميع. You memorizing them, this is number one. Number two, understanding them the way that our righteous predecessors understood them. Affirming what Allah and His Messenger affirmed, negating what Allah and His Messenger negated, you understand it without rejection, without denial, without misinterpretation, without tashbih, without ta'til, without tamthil. The principles, which is the subject of the lecture after the coming lecture, because we're unable to finish today. So understand it properly. ما هو من أحصاها is not الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن. لا. أحصاها 4 things. Memorize it or read it, to be fair. Memorize it or read it. Understand it properly. Implement it in your own self. The name of Allah al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives. How do you implement it? Huh? Astaghfirullah. You forgive others. If somebody does something wrong to you, let go. If Allah can forgive you, akhi, you can't forgive. You can't let go with your brother. Huh? Ismullah al-Kareem, the generous. Give, share. Sahih? Huh? You implement it in your life. Number 4, you call upon Allah with this name. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Ya Ghafoor, ighfirli. Ya Rahman, arhamni. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uuhu biha. Call upon Allah. And not necessarily because you need something. ما هو الدعاء يا إخوة في دعاء العبادة وفي دعاء الحاجة وفي دعاء الثناء. You could just call upon Allah with these names without needing something. يا ملك يا قدوس يا سلام يا مؤمن يا مهيمن يا عزيز يا جبار يا متكبر. This is what is meant by من أحصاها دخل الجنة. With this we have completed only 5 motives, five incentives that should drive you to learn about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بإذن الله تعالى on Sunday we'll finish the rest of it, and then we'll go next Tuesday inshallah. A very important lecture, ya ikhwa. The principles which guard and governs the way that you understand the names and the attributes. This is a key to learn about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين.